Miss any of the show? You can get Sheeman and Shepherd all the time with Sheeman and Shepherd On Demand. Available on 99.3ESPN.com and iTunes. This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Say earlier today, this is Stevie's birthday today?
Yeah.
How old is Stevie Wonder?
Happy 69th birthday.
I was going to guess 70.
69. I was going to say 72.
I was going to guess 70.
Wow.
How about that? Stevie was great back in the day. Still is.
Never seen him live. Would love to.
He's never seen you either.
That is too soon.
Too soon.
You know what? He would appreciate that. He's kind of, from what I understand and heard him, he's very good about that.
See, I was going to ask if he reads his own music, but I didn't want to do that.
Okay, so.
Probably a wise choice, Chris.
I steer away from controversial topics.
Sure.
It's being controversial real quick. Joe Flacco, what a trooper he is. He's the kind of guy you want on your team. This is great. Ask today about mentoring second round pick Drew Locke, my man from Missouri.
Going to help him out, right?
No. Quote, I got so many things to worry about, Flacco said, embarking on his second straight season of poor leadership ahead of a rookie quarterback. Quote, I'm not worried about developing guys or any of that. That is what it is. I hope he does develop. I don't look at it as that's my job. My job is to win football games for this football team. And it's only a matter of time before Drew replaces Flacco like Lamar Jackson did. Yeah. During some point in 2019. Well,
How many years do you honestly think Joe Flacco has? Because this is going to lead to my next question.
This might be his last, to be honest. He may not make it with it.
When you're at that point.
We agree Drew Locke will start at some point.
You help out the next guy.
Even if you feel the way you do, don't say that.
Why?
Don't say that.
Why not?
No.
If you've got like five more years left and you're competing.
Okay.
I get it. But he's not competing. Yeah. He's mediocre, and he's a job filler until the next guy's ready.
No, you're wrong. Joe Flacco does not think Joe Flacco is mediocre. Joe Flacco thinks when healthy and given a good team around him, he is a Super Bowl-winning quarterback because that's what he is.
That was 6 years ago.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
He's
wrong. In Joe Flacco's mind, that does not matter.
He doesn't have a receiving core close to on Denver what he had in Baltimore.
I agree with you. That's why I say it's his last year, but Joe Flacco can't think that way.
No, but you don't have to come out
and say. He just got bumped by a guy that is not ready to be a starter in the NFL, Lamar Jackson.
No, I don't know about that.
No, he's not. He's nowhere near the polished passer at this point.
Well, no, but he also came in because of an injury. It's not like Lamar Jackson beat out Joe Flacco. He came in because of an injury.
And they say with him, and he got him to the playoffs.
Did he go 4-0 in his first four starts? And by the time Joe Flacco was healthy and able to get back on the field, at that point,
nobody thought that Flacco was coming back in. Maybe Flacco
had been dyed.
Yeah. They should have pulled the trigger at halftime of that playoff game. I mean, that was one of the biggest coaching mistakes.
Give me this Lamar Harbaugh's Jackson career. Would have been damaged, damaged goods if you did that. You lose a player. You're trying to win football games, and you're right. Drew Locke should have been put into that game because that was an abysmal performance by the
– Not Drew
by
Locke.
Lamar Jackson.
Easy to get those
Drew Locke will be, Drew Locke will be put in at some point.
Flacco should have been put back in there.
Week six or seven, I think Drew Locke will be in there. That's if Flacco even makes it to that long.
Well, I mean, it's all unpredictable because John Elway's basically.
I like Drew Locke. I love Drew Locke, and today Drew Locke will be better than Daniels. He'll be better
than Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones. He'll be better than Daniel Jones. I absolutely believe it. Stidham will be better than Daniel
Jones. I'm
not
expecting anything out of either. So if they do
well, of course you'd say Stidham.
I said that before the draft.
I hate that I said he was the quarterback I liked the most. I hate it. It's the worst.
Meanwhile, the Miami Dolphins with a curious signing over the weekend.
Character.
We have spent the last 2 weeks since the draft talking about how the Dolphins have made all the right moves. They're pulling the right strings, drafting the right people, picking up new trades for the future, or new draft picks for the future. All the right moves here. Then they go ahead and they bring in Josh Rosen, and he'll come in. And by the way, a quote-unquote open job at quarterback between Josh Rosen and
Fitzmagic.
It's
not open.
I could see Fitzmagic starting the first couple games. I could see that. I don't think this automatically Josh Rosen's
job. No, if Rosen goes out there and in the four preseason games, he's not very good. And,
yeah, I believe that statement wholeheartedly. Yeah. I think it is a competition.
Because we talk about it, like you have to, even if you are in the rebuilding mode, tanking mode, which I pushing away from that idea with the Dolphins this year, that they're just all in it for 2020. I think they hope Josh Rosen is the guy.
Yeah, I think if you're remotely close in camp, Rosen's going to get. Even if he's a little bit behind,
with that,
I think Rosen's going to be out there. Just like Kyler Murray in Arizona, there's no way he's not starting.
There are also the veterans in that locker room that say, hey, you know, Coach Flores, I get it that we're building for the future around here, but I've got 2 years left in my career. I want to win some games.
So with all this going on, Chris, I'll start with you. Why sign running back Mark Walton to a tryout, a guy that has been arrested not once, not twice, but three times. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe it was within a three-month period. Forget about a year.
March 12th, February 16th, and January 16th are still pending in legal matters. NFL could decide to impose discipline at a later date.
I really don't get it. You look at the running backs that they have on, you know, I'm going to lean on the Patriots a lot when talking about the Dolphins because you look at Greer, who it was a while ago, but he came from the Patriots organization. Brian Flores coming from the Patriots organization. Chad O'Shea was the wide receivers coach with the Patriots. He's now the OC. So they're going to like to have a lot of running backs that can line up in different spots. You have that. Like Kenyon Drake is a pretty good pass catching receiver.
Yeah.
Kalen Ballage, same thing. Pretty good pass catching receiver. Is it Gaskin? The running back out of Washington that they picked in the seventh round, the second running back in the seventh round that they picked.
Yep.
This is a guy that you can
Chandler Cox is a
fullback. send him out on a route. So you're looking at Walton, and he's what, fourth on your depth chart
for now.
I mean, maybe third because you invested a fourth rounder in Ballage last year. Now Walden went in the fourth round last year as well to Cincinnati, but it's just it's curious for a team that I get it, they need talent, but do you need it at that position with a guy that has been arrested four times? And when the Bengals say that you're a bad apple, like that's saying something.
They've got a nice list in their locker room.
Let's review, shall we, for those who haven't keep track at home or on your refrigerator. He's facing a felony charge of carrying a concealed weapon, along with three misdemeanor charges. Resisting an officer without violence. See, Keith, without violence.
Yeah.
Just resisting. Marijuana possession and reckless driving from the March 12th incident. A battery charge in the February 16th case and a misdemeanor possession of marijuana, which I don't care about, from the January 16th arrest. Yeah. So I don't care about that.
See, and I don't
the other the other ones, the battery charge, obviously.
See,
that's
and I don't have I haven't been able to find any details on that battery charge.
I haven't either.
You know, was that a bar fight where he, you know, there.
I know.
I don't. It's not at the level of, like, you know, say Tyreek Hill
or Porzingis.
It's not Tyreek Hill. It's not the Ray Rice level. And I'm not trying to make it sound that way. But when you're kind of set at the running back position where you've got not an all pro guy, but you got a couple guys that have shown they can do something in this league. I don't know why you take the risk and open yourself up to the public backlash.
Makes no sense.
Well, maybe. I mean, they sign him. It doesn't mean he's going to make the team.
No, it doesn't. Right. And, you know, even if he does make the team, there's no – the NFL, they can suspend him.
Well, like you said, when the Bengals
aren't
touching you –
they've been wildly inconsistent with suspending, but
– but he knows this is probably his last shot. He was so talented at Miami. Yeah. He was so talented at the U. It's just – it's too bad because
– yeah.
And I hope it works out for him.
So,
let me share some texts on the last two topics we've been talking about. LeBron hater number one has checked in. It says Flacco will be a Dolphin soon enough, so don't worry about what's going on in Denver. Ravens fan says it's not Flacco's job to help Drew Lock.
And I agree with that.
Locker room junk starting the trash talking going. He says the only person with more character concerns than Mark Walton is Roses and Bedroom Guy. I love it.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, and Wig questions whether he even makes the team as well. So.
Well, I do too, which is why, you know.
Why bother?
Why bring?
I know you want a camp body, but go get somebody else.
And he says it's all about competition. I mean, I just laid out three guys right there that you've invested draft picks in the last 4 years at that position. Guys that, you know, maybe Walton's more of a speed guy than the other three guys, but it's not like Kenyon Drake is slow. It's not like Ballage is in dire need of speed or anything like that, or you can't line all the guys out in a slot position or have them run routes out of the backfield. I was really curious. You know, I kind of scratched my head looking at it yesterday, thinking, why?
Right.
Like, just why is that the type of baggage that you want to take on in May when you are trying to put your thumbprint, mm-hmm. both Greer and Flores mm-hmm. trying to put their thumbprint on the organization? Maybe it works out. I hope that the guy didn't do anything and that was all just, well, you know, wrong place, wrong time.
But I'm sure they did their due diligence, and there's still a chance. You don't never know with the Minions and Goodell on Park Avenue what they want. Right. They could still suspend him a game, two games. I don't know. The battery thing, I don't know what that entailed, but I agree. But it's, you know, he must know this is his last shot. I mean, this is it.
Oh, and I don't like what Brian Flores said either. To be honest, you know, we're giving the guy a second chance.
No, it's like his fifth chance right now, dude.
Like, if you just want to say, look, we know he's got some off the field baggage, but we believe he's talented enough, and we've done our homework that think that that is in his path. You know, mm-hmm. fine at that point, but I'll just say it's a second chance.
Well, I want to follow up on what Wig said. Do you even think he has a chance of making this team?
I think he has a chance.
Yes, but I do think he has a chance.
Burning his legs.
No, especially because
pre-camp.
In that, you know, he was asked yesterday. Flores said mm-hmm. we might keep up to six running backs on this team. Now, one of those positions will be a fullback,
mm-hmm. right?
The kid you drafted in the seventh, Cox was that his name?
No, yeah, Chandler Cox. Yeah.
Chandler Cox. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's going to be one of the. He said five or six. Mm-hmm. So I mean, I named the three. Gaskin, yep. Balazs, and Drake.
And they got rid of Bolden.
Okay, you got Cox. So there's four. Yeah. I mean, so what? He's competing for, you know, one of the final running back spots? Maybe one of the mm-hmm. final two? Mm-hmm. Now, if you keep sick, you know, that it's a special teams guy.
Right.
It's a guy where if you do get, you know, nicked at the running back position, he can come in and give you a few plays. But it's not like he's proven himself at the NFL level.
Well, that's the thing. If he makes the team, it'll probably be not only because he's going to be a third down back, but he'll have to make it probably by special teams, because they're not keeping six running backs. It ain't going to happen. It's just not.
It seems like a lot.
It seems
unless
like a lot.
One of them is pretty, you know, exclusively playing special teams. That's mm-hmm. that's an awful lot of running backs to keep on.
And
the
it could come down to them keeping a Myles Gaskin or Chandler Cox. As opposed to, it could come down to those three. I would dare say one of those three will not, if not two of them, will not be on the team.
Well,
when it's all said and done.
Cox is I kind of put him in his own, you know, he's a fullback.
Yeah, but
Dolphins haven't had a fullback on the roster in a very, very long time.
It's so a lost art, and I think it's.
And I don't know if they've gone out and they've signed another fullback, and I'd imagine, you know, this regime has kind of preached competition at every position. So I can't imagine they're just going to have one fullback in camp, but I kind of put the fullbacks in their own little grouping.
Staying in the state, regarding the Buccaneers, it seems like the Browns, who were rumored to have interest in Gerald McCoy, are still keeping the channels of communication open. They are remaining quite interested, according to the Canton Repository.
I don't know if he's interested, what I've read.
The Canton what?
The mighty Canton Repository.
Not suppositories.
Suppository is what you put up your derriere.
Oh, God.
One stumbling block and
a
trade.
What a terrible name for a newspaper.
It is.
It's a real poop name.
It is.
Real crappy.
He is owed $13 million this year, but then again, the Browns they're well under the salary cap. They could do it if they wanted to. So stay tuned on that.
Browns. Yeah.
We got a couple of great tweets today. Which tweet do you like?
At least we're not talking about poop sandwiches at that Carolina Hurricane guy.
I have a basketball tweet.
I almost threw up listening to that Lebatard show, like talking about how, in fact, you would eat a poop sandwich.
Oh, God.
Did you hear that today?
No, I didn't hear the Lebatard follow.
Oh, Cody was like,
I was too busy listening.
Got to plug your nose so you don't taste it.
Ooh, I was too busy listening to Stan Van Gundy tiptoes way around not criticizing anybody that it is a basketball coach.
Well, at least they called
him. And that's the problem. That's the problem. I know. I'm glad they did. But that is the problem. It's hard for me to respect, and I think Stan does a great job on that show. I think he's a pretty talented coach, but you're going to be an analyst and work in the media. You don't have to rip a guy from neck to nuts or anything like that, but you got to be able to to project some constructive criticism. That's why you're an analyst. That's why it's hard for me to trust people on ESPN and NFL Network's former players and coaches because they're all afraid of ending their friendships or prejudices, and I'm not talking about race, against one team or another for this, that reason, or another reason. It's hard, with very few exceptions, to take a lot of these guys seriously.
But I look at
Stan,
and
their true opinion.
I look at Stan as a different category, as being a weekly regular hit on Le Batard, which is nationwide, of course, versus his brother, Jeff, who really does criticize people on the play-by-play broadcast of the game. I look more like Jeff to be the true analyst.
But you're still in the media. You're still on a talk show every day.
That's where you can tell the guys who are truly out of the coaching profession and into the media, mm-hmm. and the guys who... they need a job.
Would Mark Jackson take a job?
Well,
he's pretty critical, right?
Is he?
Yeah, I
is
don't
he
know.
Critical of coaching?
I don't know.
He's been critical
just
of
players,
some players,
right? Players,
right?
Okay. All right.
First, Van Gundy will call out a coach. Jeff Van Gundy will call out a coach on a broadcast.
Right, right.
There's nothing wrong with that. You know, I mean, it's not personal. You're looking at professional, like, oh my God, I'd like to hear from Stan Van Gundy, like, hey. What would you have done if you were Brad Stevens? How would you have handled the Kyrie situation? How would you have handled what happened in Denver? Jokic missing a free throw, should have missed it on purpose when he didn't last 11 seconds. That's the kind of stuff. And that's okay to say, oh, Mike Malone should have really been in his ear. Maybe Mike Malone blew it. Maybe he didn't remind him enough. Maybe, I don't know, but I'd like to hear more analysis instead of this butt kissing.
But that's where you kind of know in the back. Okay, Stan is looking for another gig somewhere.
Yeah,
doesn't want Detroit to be his last stop.
He's turned down the Lakers several times.
He wants no part of the Lakers.
Who does? Who does?
I don't know. Frank Vogel.
I have two, right?
Yeah, Frank.
Yeah. I have two tweets. One's a basketball one. Let's do the basketball one first.
Okay. Mind. What do you got?
Rick Pitino.
Oh, he's busy.
Richard.
The Greeks have made me feel so welcome here. Thank you. Basketball is to be enjoyed. Moments like Kawhi's shot are so special. Let's put this nonsense behind us and compete with respect for each other. Let the best team win with camaraderie and friendship.
What is that rah-rah deal? What is he talking about? What is going on with him? Is that too many euros? They say it right?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, but that...
What's the difference between the money and then the sandwich? Euro...
Euro.
Giro.
G-Y-R-O.
Euro.
Euro is E-U-R-O.
Euro. You're saying the same word.
Euro.
Okay, hold on. Stop. Say the food first.
Euro.
Say the money.
Euro.
Euro.
You're saying the same word.
No, I'm not. No. I'm saying Euro. Euro.
Euro. For the sandwich.
Euro.
Correct.
Euro. Euro.
Chris will get this. This is like Family Guy. Say Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Say cool, whip, whip.
Cool. No, why cool do you say whip. It like that? Cool whip.
That's a great bit. Great bit.
And then my
you can't hear the difference there?
You're saying the same exact word.
Euro. Year-o.
Cool this whip. Is no different than me being confused at Avengers when I asked you who the black guy was that got Captain America's
shield. Oh, come on. That's ridiculous.
I mistakenly thought he was a guy from Black Panther.
Falcon.
This is the same thing. You're confusing these words. These are the same words.
No, it's not the same.
Same
not
guy? Same
close.
Word.
Not even remotely close. And then our good friend Antonio Brown. One, two, three,
eight.
Four, five. Eight words. Write this down. Gather the kids around and grab a box of Kleenex. No, I'll show you my response.
Right.
I can't help myself. Somebody tweeted at me last week, like, you're a professional broadcaster for ESPN. Why do you tweet at people? One, I don't do it often to athletes, but because I can. My tweets are funny and witty, unlike 99% of them that are tweeted back with all the suck-up pals. And it's my business.
That was an interesting voice you used there, too. Yeah. I'm just saying. Never mind.
Antonio Brown. He said today.
Yeah.
1 hour ago.
Yeah.
Truly, did you get better today? Ask yourself. How profound. Now, what?
Isn't yourself one word?
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is one word.
Do we have eight words?
Yeah. One, two, three, four, five, six. Yeah, eight words.
Okay, maybe I miscounted.
Truly,
that's all right.
Did you get better today? Ask yourself. Of course, me being smart.
That's inspirational. What did you say?
I tweeted back at him. Yes, I went furniture shopping and thought of you and your decorating skills. That's funny.
That is funny.
Let's see some other responses he's gotten. Not yet, but the day is young. After I touch myself.
Oh, what?
Another guy said that. I'll be Next tweet. I stood up for myself with a crazy lady, and I feel fine, so yes. Brian says, who is this helping? Holly Watt says, why are you typing like Yoda, bro? Mark tweets out a picture of Yoda as he's dying. No more trading. Do you require? Already have that what you need. Connor says, it's only 12:25 where I live.
The day is young.
I dozed off seven. Oh, no, that's a spoiler.
59 cent Mad Dog 2020 says, I will be better today in an hour after a 12-pack. Is he going 12-pack or is he going Mad Dog 2020? I mean, those are two different things.
Mark said, I was when I read this and magically went back to the mode. Let's see. Shane, you make it too easy, man. Get a publicist or something. I agree.
Yeah.
Brent,
stay off
I'm benching
Twitter.
About
stay off Twitter.
Brent, I'm benching about 150 pounds right now. Does that count?
No. No. Unless Jeff, you put up 225.
Jeff says I got better in the last 60 seconds.
225.
What, but Antonio Brown, don't you have anything better to
no,
truly
really
did you get better today? Ask yourself.
Well, he's gonna be thanking God for something.
What
next.
Have you done to get better today?
Got paid.
Well, besides that, money
today.
Isn't everything.
Guaranteed contract.
Good for him.
You hadn't seen it yet. He's got to go. You get paid 17 paychecks a year during football season.
16.
Truly, did you get better today? Ask yourself.
By week. How
long do you think he lied awake last night before he decided to write that
Lied
down?
Or lay? Sleeping dogs lie.
Yeah.
I always
My guess
that
is
up.
It's a fortune cookie.
It's a tough one.
It's like Euro
from the
and
number
Euro.
Five special at his local Chinese restaurant. He pulled out the number five and the fortune cookie. That's what it said.
You know a fun game with fortune cookies?
No.
Add in bed to the end of your fortune.
I've heard that.
It's a fun one.
Oh, I have not. Really?
It is.
Yeah.
It's amusing.
It's clever.
Yeah.
Huh.
We've done that.
What if it says your lucky numbers?
In bed.
Well, it says that on the other side.
Sometimes. Sometimes they'll be...
Are you aware that we all read the other side of the fortune cookie? Are you just looking for the word?
Oh, no. I like the words. I don't really care about the numbers. But
there's words and numbers on one side, but then there's your fortune and your future on the other side.
I'm getting a lot of response from my tweet back at him about going furniture shopping.
Hmm. Did you go furniture shopping today?
No. No.
59 cent Mad Dog 20 had to, he gave up the Mad Dog decades ago. He's made the switch. Back to beer. Very good.
Locker room junkie from neck to nuts is my new favorite expression. Well, that's
who said that? Did Chris say that earlier?
Locker room, I did. Locker room junk. Yeah.
Right. I don't use that saying.
No, I said that's when I said about Van Gundy doesn't have to rip a coach from that phrase, but give us some constructive criticism.
Gotcha.
Anything.
One of the teams has been ruled out of Hard Knocks, so we're down to four.
Ruled out?
Who's
teaser? Because I don't know this.
I don't either.
I had a different Hard Knock story ready to go, and if you have that, we'll come back with that.
Yeah.
We also have Wikipedia, where we stump Pete. Today, it will be...
New format.
Disney. Yeah, we've opened up a new format today so that Pete won't whine as much.
Squeaky wheel gets the grease.
Saying I have a chance.
One sad note in the NFL before we go to break. Former Chiefs coach Gunther Cunningham, who I think everybody liked.
I always liked him.
Died at the age of 72. Lions coach for a while.
How'd that work out?
It's too bad.
Wow. Shortened his life.
He'd have five more years if he didn't stay with the Chiefs.
That's horrible.
It is terrible.
That's too soon.
That is
I
way
need
too
to take
soon.
A break.
That's terrible.
Gunther. All that more when we come back. Don't forget, sign up for the Sheeman and Shepherd. He always wore those shooting range glasses, tinted yellow.
Yeah.
I never understood that, but I did like
it. Schottenheimer kind of had glasses like that.
Marty!
The Sheepman and Shepherd golf outing is Saturday. The deadline to sign up is Wednesday at Nooner. Get to the website now. A few spots remain at 99.3ESPN.com. And get yourself signed up. Force them. Make it happen. It is presented by Dental Designs, More Than a Smile. Also brought to you by Lumpy's Golf at Fort Myers. Proceeds benefit the Day of the Sal Academy in Fort Myers. Sheepman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
One of them thinks cooking is cool. The other thinks white tube socks are. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. This doesn't sound like Stevie Wonder.
1 hour for Stevie.
1 hour for Stevie's 69th birthday, is it? Did we say? 70th?
60th? Right. When you pass, you'll get a whole show. But when it's your birthday, you get 1 hour.
Really?
Yep.
So who's this country bumpkin?
Toby Keith.
Like the song.
He makes good music.
Yep.
All right. I forgot. We need to update our Twin Peaks Twitter poll. We had, because there's nothing on TV tonight, sporting wise, except hockey.
That's enough. There's always something on. You have Netflix. Plenty of new shows.
Chris may possibly make today the day, May 13th, 2019, that he finally watches A Few Good Men. He's putting it at 95%. Now, this was 2 hours ago. Chris, are you still feeling 95%? Have you checked in with the wife yet? See what she wants to watch?
No.
She'll like this movie a lot.
She will like this movie.
The problem's going to be the runtime for her.
2 hours.
That's 2 hours. What's and maybe a little longer.
That's too long.
On a, told you. On a Monday night?
Yes,
work
on a Monday night?
Yes. Problem?
Yes.
I mean, it's not like it's Avengers 3 hours and 1 minute.
I don't know what to tell. I mean, it's 2 hours and 15 minutes. It ain't that far off.
I'm going tonight.
I love it.
Yep. Might be solo, but I'm going tonight.
Well, you've seen it once. Chris has seen it twice. I saw it this weekend. Avengers, that is. All right, so we put on the Twin Peaks Twitter poll, though. Will Chris actually follow through and watch A Few Good Men?
It's not getting a lot of traction.
No, it's not.
69% said no, so no one has it. Most don't have any faith in you.
That's okay.
Wow. That's why you're going to do it.
Out of spite.
Maybe.
As usual. Why wouldn't you?
We'll see.
All right, so you tease going in, because this is what always happens on this show.
Hard Knocks. Have we eliminated a team? Because we still don't have a team for Hard Knocks.
So, right now there are a list of four teams that could be on Hard Knocks. We started the day at five.
Okay, so the Giants were one, the Raiders were one.
The Giants were one.
The Raiders were one.
49ers, Lions, and
49ers,
Redskins.
49ers, Lions, and Washington Redskins.
Yep. The 49ers have been ruled out.
Do we know how or why?
We do not know why. Matt Maiocco of NBCSportsBayArea.com.
Yes.
He's the one reporting it. Unclear why the NFL has ruled out the 49ers. But right now, there are four teams that can be forced to welcome the cameras in for Hard Knocks. The Raiders, the Lions, the Redskins, the Giants.
It's got to be. I don't care about the Redskins.
It's got to be the Giants.
It's got to be the Giants or the Raiders. It has to be.
I would put the 49ers as the least interesting team in this group of five anyway. With the exception of
Jimmy
G.
You're right, because you want to see Haskins for Washington. Yeah.
Yeah, Haskins apparently spinning the ball real good, according to Jay Gruden here at the rookie camp.
Yeah, Washington's the least intriguing
team. I would put Washington next the least.
It's got to be the Giants or the Raiders. Right, it has to be.
Here's why I can hold out on the Raiders. They may save them
for Vegas,
first year in Vegas or whatever.
Yeah, they did the Rams with the move from St. Louis to Los Angeles.
But you're never going to get more drama than now. Antonio Brown.
But Antonio Brown will be there.
I know, but this is going to be big.
Versus the Giants. I mean, how often have we gone into one of the
Eli versus
premier organizations in the NFL, which I know they're kind of a mess on the field.
Yeah.
But still, when you think of the Giants are one of the, five premier organizations in the NFL, it's not often that we can go into that type of organization.
Yeah, but it's just a Gruden and the Mayock, and I want to see if they talk about the scouts being canned, and I think there's more, as much drama as there is with Gettleman. Which would be either one's entertaining, but you flip a coin to me. But I think I lean a little bit more to the Raiders.
I would like to see the Raiders. Because
I want to hear Mayock. I want to hear the absolute BS confusion. And I know there's going to be a disconnect. I know there's going to be.
See, I want to see the Giants just so I know Gettleman can't lie to us for 4 weeks. I saw Eli give Daniel Jones the cold shoulder in the quarterback room. Shut up, Dave Gettleman.
Now, here's the other
plus
thing.
Plus, you add that in there as well. Rookie quarterback.
Yep.
And does anybody think that this is Eli's last year in the league? They might want to take advantage of it. So, okay, you don't.
I think it's his last year with the Giants.
Okay.
But I do not think it's his last year in the league.
Okay. And we know tell me why the Giants would be interesting next year if they put it off a year. See, I'm working through this. Because they're delaying the Raiders for Vegas, and they're getting their last chance to see Eli versus the rookie in New York.
Because
they're doing the Giants this year.
Because it's the Giants.
Yeah. But the Giants could say no. I mean, you don't have you can say
no. No. They, you they cannot say no.
You cannot say no.
They cannot say no.
There are five teams that cannot say no.
I thought you had the option.
Nope. You cannot say no. Teams that make the playoffs, teams that have first-year head coaches, those are teams that all can right. pass, and every one of them did.
Yep. It's the Giants. It's the Giants this year. It's the Raiders next year. Mm-hmm. I'm writing it down.
Yeah, no, I think you're onto something. The logic is sound, no doubt. I mean, no question. I'm just trying to think personally who I would.
Oh, personally, I'd rather have the Raiders.
It's going to be
entertaining. That'd be the most entertaining by far for me.
The Giants are right there, though, like you said. I mean, the Gettleman, Lyon, and
I prefer to see New York.
Daniel Jones, and how Eli does without Odell Beckham Jr., as we've said time and time again. He was the worst quarterback in the league without OBJ.
Second worst
to Blake Bortles.
I think Gruden's better TV.
I think Gruden's better TV with Mayock. And
then you throw in the
creepy,
Mayock.
And you throw in Creepy Mark.
And you throw in their wide receiver room.
Yep.
And I think that's better TV, but I think they're going to space this out. Giants this year, last year with Eli,
might be
and
right.
then go into Vegas with the Raiders.
Okay, this is a series that numbers have been dropping for it.
Then you gotta go Raiders.
You gotta get Raiders for this either way.
You gotta go to the number one TV market.
They can't lose either way. You're gonna eat. Both stories are fascinating. It's gonna be great, no matter what. I think.
The
Raiders. I want to hear Mayock and Gruden together.
I can't get enough of listening to Gettleman.
That too. That's why. It's a win-win for the listener, for the viewer, I think.
PB&J checking in. Don't you dare tell me, and Mrs. PB&J, there's nothing on TV tonight. New Bachelorette starts tonight.
Bachelorette?
Which Chris and his wife watch.
Not the biggest fan of the Bachelorette this year, Hannah.
Yeah.
From Tuscaloosa, Alabama, Roll Tide.
Mm-hmm.
But not the biggest fan. Of her.
She's the one that made the guy jump go AWOL?
No. She ended up with the guy who went AWOL. No, she finished like fifth or sixth last year.
Of all the people that have gotten married in the last 25 years on Bachelor and Bachelorette, how many of them are actually still together?
Has it been 20
like
years?
Three.
Has it been 25 years? No.
2001, I want to say. 2000? Because Jesse Palmer was season 5 and he was 2003.
Yeah, it's 20 years.
It's been a while.
Is he still married?
Jesse Palmer?
Yeah.
I don't think he ever got married.
Oh, I don't think so either. Where's he was? NFL Network, right?
So only three have stuck it
out? No, Palmer's with ESPN.
Or ESPN, yeah, but he was.
Huh. Yeah, I think there's like three, and then another wedding is supposed to happen from a couple years ago.
Yeah. Huh. So what's the whole big thing? The whole big thing is to get together and get married, but nobody's getting married or staying married.
Well, no, they're getting married.
Yeah. All right.
Soup says Falcons didn't make the playoffs and have an existing coach. Why weren't they an option?
Because they've been on it before.
They have?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. Yes.
Sorry, and you've haven't been on it before as well. That's why, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
All right, boys and girls, here's the prize package.
How did they get the name Soup?
Well, probably Soup Nazi. You weren't
That's right. Yeah. I didn't like Nazi. The Nazi.
I
get a little Soup squirmish around the word Nazi. Yeah. Call me crazy.
I understand. You should and could and would.
I did.
Yeah, did. All right, when we play Wikipedia, we've got some WWE superstars coming into town here in Southwest Florida. It is Monday, July 22nd at 7:30 p.m. at Hertz Arena. Tickets are on sale in 4 days, May 17th, 10 a.m. You can see Kofi Kingston versus Kevin Owens, Roman Reigns versus Randy Orton. Yeah, the big boys are coming to town. Check it out. And guess what? Chris, how many? Two tickets? What are we giving away? Four? Two? Two, probably.
Two.
We're going to give away two tickets to a successful candidate. Caller number 9.
Two.
Two tickets. Caller number 9. You will be on board to try and win these tickets by going head-to-head with one Pete Shepherd with Wikipedia. Disney movie trivia is our topic.
Just real quick, Justin Thomas, breaking news, has withdrawn from the PGA Championship with a wrist injury.
Oh, no!
Yes, just breaking right seconds ago.
Good thing I didn't have him in my pool.
Mm-hmm.
Sheeman and Shepherd, caller number 9, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wikipedia.
All right, here we go. It is time for our favorite game. We do it every day. Got a couple of WWE tickets available here. We are tweaking the rules after, what, about a three-week launch on this? 2 weeks, maybe? Pete started to complain about the format.
I didn't get to play.
Well, it was the first one to two correct answers wins, and we let the listener do the first crack at each question. So we're going to alternate. We're going to start listener first, second question Pete first, back and forth. We'll try that, see if that appeases.
Are we doing the challenge or the steal?
They can steal.
Like Family Feud, yes, if I miss the second question?
I think they should have a chance.
I think they should.
The
That's
listener
fine.
Can steal from you. You cannot steal from the listener.
Oh, okay.
So we're still keeping the advantage with the listener.
All right. Caller number nine was Matt. He's with us right now. Matt, how are you?
Hey, Matt.
Good, good. How are you guys doing?
Good. Where are you from?
Lehigh, but I'm in Fort Myers right now. I went Stream Song Golf.
This is Matt from Stream Song. Yeah.
Oh, and we've, you have a lot of golf balls now,
we've
right?
We've golfed with Matt.
I have about 30 balls in my bag right now.
Nice.
Just for the listeners to fill them in, Matt, pretty good golfer and a new golfer, relatively golf. But he did show up at Stream Song with, I think, three golf balls in his bag. He had to go buy some more, but did quite well. All right, Matt, here we go. Here's how the game works. You get the first question, then Pete will get the second one, and so forth. So we're doing Disney movie trivia today, all right?
Oh, sorry. Do we want to change it first to three as well? Or do we like the two?
I think three is good, but that's up to you
guys. Let's do three.
Let's do three.
First
three,
to three.
Correct answers. Like Matt, we're making the rules up as we start. All right, here we go. Question number one, first crack at it, is Matt. All right, Matt, what is the name of the boy who owns Buzz Lightyear in the original Toy Story?
Andy.
Whoa, nicely done.
Boom, nice one.
Would you have got that right, Pete?
I think so.
I hope that gives me a little bit of an advantage.
Yeah, that'll help you.
Yep.
All right, second question, we lead off with Pete Shepard. Pete.
Yes.
In The Jungle Book, who teaches Mowgli about the bare necessities of life?
Oh, geez, what's the stupid bear's name? I should know this. I knew this was going to be one of the questions. I knew this was going to be
should
one
have
of the questions.
Done your homework, researched it. No, you. By the way, Pete never has any idea what the questions are.
I know. Oh God, this is so easy. It's the bare necessities. Oh, I know. Bupkis. Sorry.
No, so we allow Matt a chance to get this one correct. Matt, could you tell us in The Jungle Book who teaches Mowgli about the bare necessities of life?
If I didn't watch this 3 nights ago, I'd have no idea because it was about 15 years ago last time. But Baloo, I think is how you
pronounce it. Yes! Yeah. Oh my gosh,
That's
this is impressive.
Wow. Close. Bupkis, no?
Wow.
That's not close enough?
I've got no doubts that Matt is going to take the next question.
Yeah,
this is going to be a sweep.
Matt, 2-0 over Pete Shepard.
No, so, he didn't have to.
No, but he stole
it.
Yeah,
he did.
And now Matt goes first.
Now Matt goes first.
For question number three. Yeah. And if Matt gets this right, he's got a couple of WWE tickets.
That's a sweep.
All right, Matt, here we go. This one's a layup, too. In the movie Finding Nemo, which country has Nemo been taken to?
Oh man, Chris had too much confidence.
Oh wow,
God, I've seen this a dozen times.
So have I. It's half a dozen.
Which country was he? Was it Australia?
Yes.
Yep.
Way to hit it at the bottom of the net, Matt. Way to go.
I remember from the goggles that sink to the bottom.
Yeah, and That's the accents.
Right. P. Sherman, 42, Wallaby Way, Sydney.
Yeah. Whoa!
Nice job, Matt.
Good job,
thank
Matt.
You.
Good to talk to you. I'm going to put you on hold.
All right.
Chris will get the details for you. How about that?
Great job.
I feel like
Andy would have got.
I feel like he has beginner's luck in golf and beginner's luck in this game.
Yeah, Baloo, I should have. I watched that about 6 months ago.
All right.
And then. Hey, let's see. Any other questions?
Let's see if you could have got the rest of these. The fourth question would have been: in which city is the Disney Pixar movie Ratatouille based?
I never saw it.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Chicago.
The country.
Oh, except you said what city?
No, city.
Oh, I did say city. All right. Well, I thought Ratatouille.
Okay, if it's Ratatouille,
would have given it away. It's French.
France.
Yeah. No, what city?
Paris.
Okay. Well, what is it? You said
corrected me. It was city. All right. What does Cinderella's fairy godmother turn into a carriage?
Sorry, what?
What does Cinderella's fairy godmother change into a carriage? Okay.
Yeah.
The character Bert was played by what actor in Mary Poppins? This is the only non-cartoon animation.
Dick Van Dyke.
Fact. Mm-hmm. Nicely done. Cruella De Vil is the villain in which Disney movie?
101 Dalmatians.
And in the movie Frozen, which song does Elsie sing in as she builds the castle?
Oh, I know. This is unpopular on the radio.
It's Chris's favorite song.
I know. Hey, I don't know. I know, but I don't know.
Hold on.
Mr. DJ's dialing it up.
I know, I forget the name, but I know it's popular.
Idina Menzel.
Oh.
Let it go,
yeah. Sorry. Never saw the movie.
Snow glows white on the mountains. Not a footprint.
Paul Sucker, I didn't get skunked. I knew half the questions. I didn't know Blue. I didn't know Andy. If I was given the Andy question from Toast, I would have got that. Blue, that was a tough one.
Ruining Chris's moment here.
Yeah. Right. Song's stupid.
No, it's not. won awards, pal.
Stupid because I don't know it. Well, I can tell you this, it didn't win an Academy Award. There's only been one Disney song to win an Academy Award. Animated movie.
From Tarzan?
No.
Is it Sting?
Kuna Matata? Whole New World. Aladdin.
And now they know. Let it go.
Can't hold it back. Hold on to it.
Oh, it's song's a great stupid. Song. Stupid, it's a great stupid. Song, and it's a great movie,
It's a stupid song, because I don't know it. So it's stupid.
There's no need to do a number, a part two.
What do you mean?
They're doing another one. No
yeah,
need for it.
I don't like that. Yeah. That's a cash grab is what that is.
Of course it is. It's like Avengers.
Nicole never bothered me anyway.
Faith has asked me, hey, Craig, tell me your thoughts on last night's Game of Thrones.
No.
Well, you know, I can't.
I didn't see it.
And we won't until tomorrow because we have a 24-hour moratorium on, you know.
Yeah, but we will revisit your Avengers story.
Next.
You're
tomorrow.
Heartless. No, well, at some point, maybe.
We got a new audience, 5 o'clock. Yeah. They want to hear that I saw it. Of course they do. It's all about us.
Go back into the NBA.
NBA Eastern and Western Conference Finals are ready to go. And the latest NFL news. We got an action-packed hour. Congratulations to Matt, our winner.
Good job, Matt.
WWE Superstars at Southwest Florida. Maybe you could be a lucky listener tomorrow with another edition of Wikipedia. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.